The investigators spoke to 204 Rohingya over 2 weeks in January. They had escaped from Myanmar either by boat or by strapping themselves onto plastic containers or barrels. Linnea Arvidsson headed the four-person team, most of whom have been dispatched to other crisis areas in the past.
I must say we didn't meet a single person out of the 204 that hadn't experienced some type of violation. No, either their house had been burned or looted, or a family member had disappeared, or a family member had been killed. Basically, we didn't encounter anyone who hadn't suffered any type of violation, which is extremely rare.
Of the 101 Rohingya women interviewed, more than half reported that they had been raped or suffered other forms of sexual violence. For Ms. Arvidsson, their stories were almost too much to bear.
Just to give you an example, on the first day, personally, I was almost on the verge of breaking down after just an endless stream of women and, you know, the things they had suffered. Mothers who would say, you know, I was raped and my baby was crying and they slit the throat of my baby while I was being raped. I mean, it was horrendous. Frankly, it was absolutely unbearable to even do the interviews, and I can't imagine what they have gone through.
Her colleague, Ilona Alexander, outlined some of what she called the worrying trends in the testimonies, such as the targeting of pre-adolescent girls.
We would have a case when basically a mother and a daughter would be surprised when they were alone in the house. The mother would be locked outside while they actually concentrated on gang raping the 11-year-old girl who fell unconscious, who had severe bleeding afterwards. We've had also targeting of pregnant women, women being raped as late as 9 months of pregnancy. Basically, most of the rapes have actually been gang rapes. Basically, in certain villages, every woman we spoke to was subjected to really invasive body searches, which basically, in some cases, it was a rape because they would put hand in the vagina. Children trying to protect their mothers and being killed while they are trying to protect the mothers. I think that might give you the gist of it.
The UN Human Rights High Commissioner has repeatedly asked for access to the area, which has not been granted. Zaid Raad Al Hussein said the gravity and scale of these allegations begs the robust reaction of the international community. He has called on countries to join him in urging the Myanmar authorities to bring the military operations to an end. Deanne Penn, United Nations.